National elections will be held in the Philippines tomorrow. Some 17,000 seats are at stake. One of the candidates is Manny Pacquiao, the most popular man in the Philippines. He also happens to be one of the best boxers in the world. Politics in the Philippines is a family affair. And as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports, there are a lot of familiar names running this time around.
Hi, I'm Ferdinand Marcos. I'm a congressman, 2nd District of Ilocos Norte. I am running with the Nacionalista Party for senator.
Ferdinand Marcos Jr. doesn't run from his family name. He celebrates it. It's helped get him elected several times, first as governor, then as congressman from his family's traditional power base, Ilocos Norte. Now he's hoping the family name will help in his bid to win at the national level. 24 years after his father, the dictator Marcos was forced from power and into exile.
In the intervening years, his detractors, who were then given an opportunity to run the government, have not fulfilled the promises that they made. And so it's very easy for Filipinos to now make a comparison as to who did a better job. And thankfully, the comparison is very much in the favor of my father.
It's a comparison Ferdinand Marcos Jr., or Bongbong as he's known, says should now help all the Marcoses running for office, and there's a lot of them. Bongbong, his sister Amy, who's running for governor of Ilocos Norte, and his mother Imelda, yes, that Imelda, she of the fabulous 3,000-pair shoe collection, who's running for Congress again. How to explain this Marcos madness? Easy, says political scientist Benito Lim of the Ateneo de Manila.
We laugh at them, we tell each other jokes about them, and after laughing at them, we are ready to accept them once more and vote for them again.
And it's not just the Marcoses, Lim says. The U.S. has its share of political dynasties, but the Philippines, he says, has elevated the practice to an art form.
If you go to our Congress, you will find out that about 78% of all the members have parents who were congressmen, who were governors, senators, if not parents, uncles, cousins, mistresses, wives. It's normal in the Philippines.
And that's why this man is likely to be the next president, Benigno Aquino III, here speaking to reporters on the campaign trail. His legislative record is modest at best, and his campaign speeches are less than electrifying. But he possesses an impeccable political pedigree.
Minamahal kong kababayan. Tadhana ang nagbuklod sa atin.
It's a pedigree he shamelessly exploits in campaign videos like this one, where he speaks of divine providence and the bonds of destiny, invoking the memory of both his martyred father, opposition leader Ninoy Aquino, murdered by the Marcos era military, and his even more famous mother, Corazon Aquino, the symbol of the People Power Revolution that toppled Marcos. And that's why Ninoy Aquino is the only choice for voters like 61-year-old Flora Benzona, waiting for a glimpse of Ninoy at a campaign rally in Mindanao.
I believe in him because he was brought up in a very good family.
But you believe in his ability or you believe in his lineage?
I believe in his lineage and his ability too.
In that order?
In that order.
And that's the problem, says political scientist Carlita Carlos of the University of the Philippines. Even the Marcos children, she says, have a better track record than Ninoy.
Bongbong was governor, and he had done so much for Ilocos. Amy Marcos, when she was congresswoman, she also did so much. Ninoy has not done anything for the past 9 years, and that one people have to factor into their decision-making on May 10.
And while few analysts doubt Ninoy's sincerity, many wonder whether he'll be undone by those who control the real power in the country, a small number of wealthy families used to getting things their way. Ninoy Aquino comes from such a family, one that's resisted land reform at one of the biggest sugar plantations in the country, which the family owns. Ninoy's mother, Corazon Aquino, promised but failed to address the issue. Her son promises to do better, even if it means going against his extended family's interests. If he succeeds, it'll go a long way toward convincing skeptics he's more than just a name. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.